We have a wonderful opportunity in creating wealth, helping people create wealth through owning and selling real estate. And when we take it to the next level of working with investors, we multiply that same scenario. Oftentimes, the investors will own their primary residence.
Welcome to the Agent Growth Lab podcast, the show that's all about taking control of your success. If you're a realtor, financial planner, business owner, or anyone who's ready to grow your business, you're in the right place. Join your host, April Russell, each week as she jumps into the lab to find out what professionals are doing to master their success. So let's get started with this week's episode of Agent Growth Lab podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Agent Growth Lab podcast. I'm your host, April Russell, and joining me today is Marcus Bowman of KU Real Estate Group. Welcome, Marcus. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, April. I'm so excited to be here today.
Great. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into real estate, and then we're going to jump right into our topic, talking about working with investors.
Okay, perfect. So as April mentioned, I'm Marcus Bowman of KU Real Estate of Keller Williams. We own and operate, when I say we, my wife and I, we're a husband and wife team. My wife is Corinne Bowman. We own and operate a Keller Williams Market Center located in Concord, the Kannapolis area, right outside of Charlotte. We also have a team that covers the Raleigh-Durham area and Charlotte areas. And, you know, you ask how I got in this business. It's all my life, right? So I graduated from NC State, go Wolfpack, and started out along the with mortgage. So I joined Wells Fargo, was with them for over 12 years. And ultimately, I ended a career of about 20 years in mortgage banking, you know, very similar to where you are. But in that time, I like to say that I was always in the real estate industry, just happened to be on the mortgage finance side of it. Joined Keller Williams to join my wife back around 2019 is when I got my license, and haven't looked back since.
That's great. I love your story with that, of course, because Marcus and I used to work together, guys, at Movement Mortgage. So, and he's actually one of the reasons why I joined Movement Mortgage. So I'm really glad you're, you know, sharing that part of your story. But I will say something I do admire a lot about you and Corinne. And shout out to Corinne. I know she could have joined us today, but shout out to Corinne. She's phenomenal. But something I love about the two of you, the dynamic duo, is what you all do with investing. So I first want to talk about kind of what advice you would give an agent who wants to work with investors. And then I want to kind of go into some of your own story in terms of how you've taken your career, moved it along, of course, saved, invested as well, and how that has affected you. But first, what's the best piece of advice you would give an agent that says they want to work with an investor?
So that's a great question. And I do encourage realtors that are in the business and have been to desire to work with investors because, you know, we have a wonderful opportunity in creating wealth, helping people create wealth through owning and selling real estate. And when we take it to the next level of working with investors, we multiply that same scenario. Oftentimes, the investors will own their primary residence, and they're looking to invest to make their money grow. And being able to work with them is a great thing, and it plays a major part in shaping our communities. So if I had to give advice to realtors that want to start working with investors, I would certainly say just, you know, become a student, learn as much as you can, take as many classes and courses to understand the whole idea behind it, the philosophy. And I think once you kind of understand it, it makes it easier for you to talk and tell someone else about it. But I strongly encourage you to, because I think it makes a huge difference in creating wealth. And especially in the North Carolina area, we have such a great opportunity as a lot of people want to be in the area and want to own real estate. There's a very, very huge opportunity that we haven't even tapped into.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will say, you know, over these past few years, investing has really become a thing. I think more people are talking about it now. You're starting to see more things about it on social media. But again, I also say, guys, you want to make sure that you get connected with the right people. I love social media for what it's worth. But sometimes there's a lot of misinformation out there as well, too. So, Marcus, what would you say is, I guess, one of the biggest misconceptions that most agents or hesitancy that agents have about working with investors? Because I can name a few just right off the top that I've actually had agents say to me when it comes to actually working with an investor. And I think you have to take every client and see beyond just them as that client, right? Because usually working with an investor turns into more than one transaction anyway.
Absolutely, if you do it right the first mm-hmm. time. And when we think about investors, it's important to note that, you know, no two investors are the same. There are investors that are just starting out on their journey. They have different goals, different ideas and beliefs of what it may look like. You have seasoned investors. So, you know, it's important to kind of understand where the investor is in their journey. But I would say one of the biggest misconceptions is that they're all about the dollar. I think that by and large, while there are quite a few of investors that don't really care about anything except making a buck, I think there's more sense to that ideology than people understand. And there are people that really care about the community. And not only care about the community, but they care about the product that they're putting out, and they you know, they have a lot of pride in the product and the construction and ultimately putting people into the homes. So I think that's one thing that when we think about investors is automatically just looking at the bottom line, when really they're people that want to make a difference a lot of times. So.
Right. Absolutely. And speaking of making a difference, you and Corinne, you all offer, well, actually, I'm going to let you tell more about it, but I've seen advertisements and, you know, that you all offer seminars. You actually, I think you guys have like a guidebook of some kind as well, for those who actually want to get into investing. So tell us kind of how that came about. And tell us a little bit more about what you all actually go over and go through in one of your classes.
Absolutely. So, yes, we do. At least once a year, we offer an investor workshop where we come in and we start, you know, roughly about 9 o'clock in the day and go right up until maybe 3 o'clock or so. But that day is packed with a lot of information about the investing journey, about, you know, the whole idea behind it, because people think that, you know, you can just go out and buy a piece of property and automatically it's going to make money. You know, we talk about having certain criteria when you're looking at properties, because if you don't have a defined criteria of what you're looking for, you can start looking at everything and chasing a lot of rabbits that ultimately will tire you out and leave you feeling discouraged. So if you kind of start with an idea of saying, hey, this is what we're looking for, these are the properties that are in, you know, certain neighborhoods or neighborhoods that have certain criteria, certain type of home, where this detached or townhome or condo or what have you, if it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, or, you know, that general makeup. So you want to initially have criteria. So we talk about that. We talk about the numbers, which is a big part of it, right? The numbers, you know, your return on investment, your internal rate of return, your cap rate, the things that you want to look at to kind of help decipher how this investment may play out later down the road. We look at a lot of different factors of minimizing risk, because, you know, when you think about it, investing is taking on risk. But when you look at real estate, there's a lot of ways that you can minimize that risk and ultimately make it a great investment and a safe investment, to sort of speak. So we kind of take time, go through all of that. We do have a workbook that we include with it as well. And we, you know, the biggest part of it is going to be mindset. So we, and this class is geared towards not necessarily your seasoned investors. We're looking at some of the in the early stages investors. So we kind of make sure we go back and give them that mindset. And it's not to say that we don't have seasoned investors, because from time to time they do sit in and they often say, you know, there were some things about this class that I never thought about. And at the end of the day, we come from a place of being able to offer education. Being in this industry, I think it's allowed us to consume a lot of knowledge about real estate, about investing, about the area. And, you know, we certainly don't want to take that information and just use it for our personal gain. We want to share with others, you know, one, we tell about our journey. You know, on social media, you mentioned there are a lot of people on social media. I'd probably say that's one of the things that we don't really do a lot about is talking about our successes and different things on social media. But, you know, God has blessed us. He's been very good to us and allowed us to accumulate a lot of wealth through real estate investing, and sharing that knowledge and with other people and help them along their journey is something that, you know, we're extremely delighted to do. And it's made a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that information. You know, I say all the time, real estate changed my life. Literally. And there's so much power in real estate, and there's so many doors that can be opened for you just from owning real estate. So I really think it's about that, whether you're a beginning investor or you've been in it for a while, it's having that good game plan, knowing exactly what it is that you're looking for. And of course, connecting with great people like you and Corinne, who can actually show us all the ropes and tell us, you know, how we need to go about things. So, Marcus, tell us how everyone can reach you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can find us on the web, kurealestate.com. That's kurealestate.com. You can contact me directly at marcus@kurealestate.com, or just give me a call, 919-201-0460. We're, you know, one of the things that a lot of people reach out to us about and we're able to do is also talk strategy. So, you know, we always say, if there's a question, if there's any ideas that you have or things that you want to talk about, let's have a conversation with our residential clients, our commercial clients, our investors. A lot of what we do is just talking strategy. And again, it just makes all the difference in the world. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so, so much, Marcus, for joining us today. Thank you to our listening audience. For more episodes or more information, you can go to agentgrowthlabpodcast.com. Again, thank you, Marcus, for being with us. And I will see you all on next week's episode. Have a good one.
That's a wrap on today's episode of the Agent Growth Lab podcast. Huge thanks to our insightful guest and to you, our dedicated listeners. If you're committed to growing your business and achieving your full potential, don't forget to subscribe and check out all the episodes at www.agentgrowthlabpodcast.com. Thanks for joining your host, April Russell. We will see you next week in the lab for another dose of inspiration and actionable advice.